The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to greet you this Tuesday morning. Well, we thought we were through with our Bible questions, but we have another one, and I believe it's a good one. Let's read that question and then get right into it. It's of such a nature we may be 2 or 3 days in trying to answer it. All right, here's the question. Did Christ come to set up a kingdom, and if so, did he succeed or fail? Yes, this is a good question. Some people actually believe that Christ came into the world the first time to set up an earthly political kingdom, and because the Jews rejected him, he wasn't able to accomplish this mission. They believe that the church came into being as sort of a second thought instead of this kingdom, and they have a hard time explaining just where the New Testament age fits in. They believe that his second coming, Christ will set up this earthly political kingdom. Then he will realize his mission as he reigns from Jerusalem over all the world. I tell you, this is about all some radio preachers talk about. They seem like they've gone to seed on it. And they tie the symbolic language of the book of Revelation in with their many theories, trying to support them in reference to this kingdom, which they believe yet is to be set up upon this earth. But is all of this true? What about this? What about this kingdom? What about this question? Why did Christ come into the world? Yes, first, let's try to pinpoint why Christ came into the world. Whatever the mission of Christ was as a Son of God, I tell you, I don't believe he failed. Do you? What was his mission then? Let's notice some scriptures that should help us in understanding that. In 1 John chapter 3, we have the words of the Apostle John. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." All right, John tells us that Jesus, the Son of God, was manifested, or he appeared, or he came, that he might destroy the works of the devil. In Matthew 1:21, when the angel Gabriel appeared to Joseph and told about the conception of Mary and the birth that was expected, in Matthew 1:21 he said, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." On the banks of the Jordan River, John the Baptist made his declaration about Jesus and what he thought about Jesus in John 1:29. As Jesus had come to his baptism, we find he said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And then again, years later, or sometime later, when the Lord had started his ministry, right after this, we find him making a declaration, of course, more times than one, but once in Matthew 18, verse 11, he says, "The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." And then after our Lord had died on the old rugged cross and was raised from the dead, we find the Great Commission, as recorded in one place in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, where the Lord said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." All right, he told them to preach the gospel, and he talks about being saved and about salvation and damnation. The gospel, according to 1 Corinthians 15, involves the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And here in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, the Apostle Paul said that he died for our sins. And then Paul himself, in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, declares why Christ came into the world. Very simply, Paul says, "He came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." All of these declarations of Scripture and from different persons, they tell us why that Christ came into the world. And all of them indicate spiritual reasons having to do with sin and salvation, not a political, earthly kingdom. Did Christ come to set up a kingdom? And if so, did he succeed or fail? We'll talk more about this question tomorrow. And I thank you for listening today.